Hello, everyone, and thank you. Welcome to Woman on the Verge podcast. Today, I am so excited for my guest. She is actually my first guest that you'll be hearing from today on Woman on the Verge podcast. Her name is Stevie Aisha Mills, also known as Just Stevie. And as I talk to her, you'll get to know a little bit more about her in finding out why we call her Just Stevie. So let me tell you a little bit about Stevie. Stevie Aisha Mills embraces a culture where fun is not just a niche, it's a necessity. Stevie is a native of Greensboro, North Carolina, and a proud graduate of North Carolina A&T State University, where Aggie pride reigns. Her formal education consists of a BA in public relations and a master's in human resources. However, Stevie's real life experiences have made her a well-known social media influencer and gained her the title, the Chief It Factor Cultivator. Hello. A woman unashamed to incorporate tons of fun into her life and business, all while declaring, I love my life, has made Stevie a highly sought out speaker and consultant. So ladies, let's welcome Stevie to the show. Welcome, Stevie.
Hey,
how are you?
I am absolutely phenomenal. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. Thank you for asking. Now, you know, we just come off the holidays, so I'm just going to ask you, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I just spent some time resting and being with my family, and it was good. It was much needed.
Awesome. Now, you know, I'm going to have to dive into this whole Chief It Factor Cultivator. That'll come a little later in the podcast and in the recording, but I need to know about that. The It Factor, everybody wants to be, they want to tap into their It Factor, right?
Yes.
So to have you on to talk about how to do that and how your company do that, I think is an absolutely necessity.
Yes.
So one thing I read about you is that, your greatest dream for your life, you told me that it was to inspire, empower, educate, and motivate women with the tools to succeed, love their lives, and rock their it factors. How do you do that? How do you do that, Stevie? How do you help them? What kind of tools do you give to them? How do you help? How does your company help them?
For me, I think it really boils down to being holistically who you are. So I really help women to get down to the bottom of who they are. Sometimes they don't know who they are. So therefore, it is a lot harder to become who you are. You gotta look at the good, bad, ugly, and indifferent of who you are. And I really share my journey and I share what I've gone through. And I just some real life information. I just don't believe that people should be somebody they're not. So between my speaking engagements, my books, whatever have you, that's really how I get it done.
Awesome. Now, one thing is that I know when you share your personal story, you become more relatable. Mm-hmm. You become someone that people, they feel like, oh my gosh, like she's real. She's a human. She's just like me.
Yes.
They see this pretty exterior of what life looks like right now, but they don't realize the journey that it took you to get there. And so the fact that you are open about your journey, I know that that's a way that you more than likely connect to your audience, right?
Absolutely. I think for me, because at the end of the day, I am just the girl from North Carolina. I am just Stevie indeed. And that's where the name came from, because my name is different. People always talk about it. It's definitely a connection piece that people have. Mm-hmm. And I tell them the story behind it. And then I tell them why it's spelled the way in which it's spelled and all kinds of things about that. And so people used to always have questions. Did your dad want a boy? What is it? is it pronounced like this? Is it pronounced like that? And it's just the fact that at the end of it, I'm like, I'm just Stevie. Like,
yeah.
And then everybody is funny because people are always like, she is not just Stevie. She is amazing. And I love it because that's what they say. But it's been a journey to get to this point. You know, we all go through our situations of self-doubt and, you know, self-esteem and all these types of things. I just live my journey on, really on mine and on Front Street.
Yeah. And you know, one thing, how you see on all of the reality shows, how the kids have now grown up to be adults, and you try to figure out, like, what is their life really like behind the, mm-hmm. you know, off camera, you know, because all of these personas that you see on camera is really not really is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the whole thing you hit on was being authentically you, tapping into your own authenticity. You know, with my company, what I do is I help women, reveal and release those fears, doubts, and self-limiting behaviors that keep them stuck. They keep them from not going for their dreams. And so that whole authenticity part for you of not conforming to what everybody else thought you should be or how mm-hmm. you should be, just knowing that you are just Stevie and being okay with that and just living life full out. Like, I love that. I love that. Like, how did you figure out how to just be authentically you? Like, we all have a journey. We all have our obstacles that we've gone through, you know, from, you know, being a kid to an adult. But how did you find ways to just be authentically Stevie?
Whew. I didn't want to be Stevie. As crazy as that sounds, I did not want to be Stevie. I wanted to be, especially when people get your name incorrectly for half of your life, I wanted to be Samantha. I wanted to be Stacey. I wanted to be anybody that was easy to pronounce. I wanted to blend in with the crowd. I did not want to stand out from the crowded marketplace in any type of regard. That was not something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I wanted to just blend in, like literally blend in. And so when I did all the things, I always say, you know, I talk about people doing all the things right. As you read in my bio, I went to grad school. So I went from kindergarten to grad school. Then I got a job, right? That's what you do when you have all this education, you get a job. And the first job out of school, I really, really loved. It was for a nonprofit organization. They walked me in the room and they said, Stevie, this is a grant for the program. What would you do with it? And it was the first time that I ever been really asked, what would I do with it? But I loved it. I got to work from home. I got to work with some teenagers who I still, years later, still stay in contact with. And they're doing amazing things. But I was supposed to be there 3 months. It ended up being 3 years. That's just how God works. And the thing after happened, the grant ran out. My thing was, okay, I need to go get the job that my degrees should pay for, right? Because the more degrees, the more money. That's what they tell you. So, so I said, okay, let me do that. And then I got that job and I had the 3 B's, the big girl paychecks, the business cards, and the benefits, right? Hey. And so I had those things and I hated it. I got all the way to this point of I've arrived at the epitome of greatness. This is the job. I worked for this major corporation and I hated it. It was not what I wanted to do. And so fast forward, I ended up being there a year. I ended up really sick. I got shingles. I went from a size 14 to a size 0, and I had to have 3 colonoscopies within 30 days, 2 within 24 hours. And so this was all at 30. And anybody who knows about health, you know, colonoscopies come much later in life.
Yeah.
And for me, that's the pivotal moment. After going through this transition, after figuring I've done everything to blend in, like, this is, and I still wasn't able to. And so that's really how I got it done and said, this is, I have no choice but to do the things I love. And so that's really where my entrepreneurial journey started, because I was scared to work for somebody else after that.
Absolutely. Well, you definitely had a journey. Yeah.
Yes. So this year celebrates 10 years in business. And for me, entrepreneurship means freedom and flexibility and doing what I want. The money is great too, but that's what it means to me. And that's why I've said, okay, I got to do what I've been called to do and stand out and be me, really, and rock my it factor.
Well, awesome. I love it. First of all, congratulations to 10 years in. That's a huge accomplishment because I've seen some people give up in 6 months. So that's a huge accomplishment. Congratulations on that. Now, I want to just hop into for a few about you being a well-known social media influencer and how you gained your title as the Chief It Factor Cultivator. Can you just tell us a little bit about your journey into, you know, really getting into social media?
Awesome. So I remember I took a college course at after I got all the degrees, because I love Bernie. So I took a college course at a local college in Greensboro, and it was right when Facebook came out. And I've been on Facebook since the very beginning, 13, 14 years, however long it's been out. Back in the day when you had to have a college email address to get on it.
Oh, wow.
So I just so happened to have one. I was like, they're like Facebook. I'm like, what in the world? What are y'all talking about? What is Facebook? And so like, okay, let me just get on it. And so I did that, and I just built my biz. Like, literally, it started building the connections, building business. That's where it started. So I was an early adopter in that space. Mm-hmm. And for me, I was like, oh my God, you mean I could run a business from my cell phone? I could run a business from my house. I don't have to go anywhere. And I really, really, truly just started making relationships, because at the core of my being, if you're like, Stevie, what do you put in this earth to be? It is a connector. It definitely is a connector. I love connecting people. So that's what I really, really started doing, was making connections for myself, making connections with other people, and, you know, being connected by other people. And so that's where it all started. So social media became a thing. It just became a larger way, a database, basically.
For me. Yes.
You know, social media has its issues. I'm very excited about the fact that I started my business offline before getting online, because for me, that has made a huge difference in my business too. Look, the next time you invite me back, we can go deeper in that. I know we have limited time.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
We will be wrapping up shortly. However, this show is all about providing strategies to women who are on the verge, of saying, look, I've tried everything that I can try. I've done everything that this person told me to do, that person told me to do, and even him. I tried everything. And nothing is working. Like, I'm tired. I'm tired of spending my money. I'm tired of wasting my time. I'm just tired of it all. And I don't know what else to do. So what I like to do is, any lady that comes on as a featured guest on the Woman on the Verge podcast, I ask, what steps, what immediate action steps can you provide to ladies who are on the verge? What can you provide to them to give them that push to move forward? That push to say, okay, I can give it one more try, or let me just try one more time. Do you have anything that you can offer to the ladies, to the audience?
Absolutely. I would love to offer the book Cultivating Your It Factor. And I say that because it was my first book. It's an anthology, and I don't say it just for me, right? My chapter is the bomb, don't get me wrong. But I say that because, so we had 13 other experts, and it is the book that I wish I had whenever I was on that job that I hated. The book that I wish I would have had when I was in that stuck place. It is the book that I often go back to and say, this is what I need. So it's more than a book. It's a tool in your arsenal. And I believe that every woman needs to have it. And the second thing I would say definitely is what I had to do, and really, like, understand, we have all the things. I was speaking to someone earlier. As a woman in business, We got all the pretty websites, the logos, the graphics. We got all the things. But the one thing that we are missing and lacking is that we have not come upon enough people to see us and pay us. So we got to utilize the tool of visibility. I understand, as somebody who has a degree in public relations, 20 plus years in public relations, until I got in front of people, literally in front of people, and that's how, like, the chief it factor cultivated, because I could look at people and say, these are the gifts, it's a God-given thing for me, that you need to really concentrate on. You know, this is the thing. And so doing that and being able to give somebody the courage and confidence to sign the permission slip to your ideal life is really what I concentrate on. Everybody who knows me knows I'm a Christian entrepreneur. That's just who I am. But we go through the process of saying, this is your God-given gift. That's what the it factor is for me. What is God telling you to do? And once you do that work, then it is going to change the game in your life and your business.
Amazing, amazing. I love it. That's amazing. So how do they get a copy of your book? How does the audience get that?
If you go to stevii.com, you got to know how to spell my name right, stevii.com, then you could go and you could get the book. It's there and see some more of the books. I'm working on my 13th book, believe it or not. That's another God thing.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Okay, so ladies, stevii.com, stevii.com. I'm going to also put it in the description so that you'll be able to see and go there. However, what is the name of the book?
Cultivating Your It Factor.
Cultivating Your It Factor. You need to get the book. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get my book.
Awesome.
Okay. Absolutely, I'm getting the book. So, Stevie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being our first guest on the
Woman
Podcast. Before you go, can you tell everyone how to get connected with you?
Definitely. And I want to congratulate you. I'm getting visible on taking this journey. So congratulations. If you go to stevii.com, that is my online home. And you can connect. I am like Lucinda Cross says, another great influencer. She says, I'm Googleicious. She says about herself, but I'm gonna borrow it. I'm Googleicious. I'm not far to be found. So Stevii, and you'll connect.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So ladies, connect with Stevie, follow Stevie, get some good tips on enhancing your visibility. And let your it factor show. Go get the book. Learn how to let your it factor come out, show up, and show out. Again, thank you so much, Stevie. I appreciate you for coming on and sharing parts of your journey. Because again, I believe when you share your journey, it allows people to relate to you better and to start to trust you, because you're being open and transparent about your own setbacks and things that you've had to deal with and how you overcame them. So again, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to come with us this evening.
Thank you.
So have a great evening. And I look forward to connecting with you more online and finding out more ways that we can collaborate and partner together and doing other things together as well. So have a great evening. Thank you.